From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Flyers take note. With the new year come a number of new rules set to go into effect later this month. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, they'll give air travelers new rights and compel airlines and travel sites to be more upfront about the price of flying.
Right now, some airlines and travel sites lure you in with very low fares and a tiny asterisk. In the fine print or on another screen, you'll find government taxes and fees and perhaps a fuel surcharge. Kate Hannay of FlyersRights.org says lots of travelers complained.
People would get up against the point where they were about to make a purchase, and suddenly the cost of their ticket went up because of these taxes and charges.
And comparing prices wasn't easy. Take the currently advertised $79 fare between Los Angeles and Seattle. Taxes and fees bring the ticket to about $90, but it can cost as much as $100, depending on the route. And if you're planning to go abroad...
International fares certainly is where we see the biggest hit.
That's Joe Megabo. The vice president of the online travel agency Expedia says charges on international flights can total hundreds of dollars, sometimes more than the ticket itself. He believes all the charges should be disclosed up front. The federal government thinks so, too. Here's the Department of Transportation's general counsel, Bob Rifkin.
We think consumers should have the right to know what they're paying for their airfare. They need to have an effective means of comparing alternative methods of travel. And that's what we're trying to provide.
With a new rule that goes into effect later this month, it will require airlines and others to include government taxes and fees along with any mandatory charges in their advertised fares. Steve Lott, a spokesman for Airlines for America, the industry's largest trade group, says the airlines will comply, but they aren't very happy.
The odd thing is that this type of regulation does not apply to any other industry.
He points out rental car companies don't have to disclose taxes and fees in their ads, nor do retailers who sell TVs. Moreover, the airlines say the rule violates their right to free speech. Southwest and a couple of smaller carriers have filed suit in federal court. Other rules are also slated to go into effect later this month. One will allow you to cancel a reservation within 24 hours with no penalty. Others require additional disclosures concerning baggage fees, compel more timely notification when flights are delayed or canceled, and prohibit post-purchase price increases. Passenger advocate Kate Hannay says last September, hundreds of travelers bought what they thought were low introductory fare tickets on Korean Airlines.
And then 2 months later, Korean Air sent a letter to every single passenger that purchased those tickets and said, we are going to be canceling your tickets unless you want to pay us this amount more.
Under the new rules, the government could fine the airline for its actions and compel it to honor the original price. What else can consumers expect in the coming year? Expedia's Joe Megabo says passengers are likely to experience more of what they didn't like about air travel last year.
You were paying more money, getting more of those middle seats, you know, crazy check-ins and check-outs as you were getting onto these very full planes. So, yeah, it was not overall a great year for flying. We haven't seen anything to indicate it's going to be a whole lot different in 2012, but we'll see.
Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.